Mikey show. It's not the Terry show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey show. Yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with the plan, Mike on the mic. That Uber driver who drove like crap last night, that Uber driver who ate some of my hot dog. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, I am all the above, but trust me, my Uber Eats addictions is behind me. So Uber, don't fire me. Jokes aside, I am just joking. I have a lot of respect, especially for the company, and I would not do that. I have better morals than that. Today, it is, I'm going to be bouncing off everywhere today. Literally, I'm like the sales towers in Portland. I'll be bouncing everywhere, especially today's first topic. And that topic is about, you know what they say, you know, you got to hit home. Hit Arizona, you know, so I'm from Arizona, so I gotta hit home. This now it's trending, it's gone viral. This teenager in Apache Junction was arrested for wearing a bandana. Apparently, the principal requested for him to get, to get arrested for this. There was nothing harm done. He was black. So instead of me just saying, oh yeah, he was African American, no, he was a black boy, and apparently from multiple sources they said that the week prior that there was a white girl wearing a red bandana. So how come she didn't get harassed like this guy did? And the cop, like, actually, he actually said this out loud. He's all like, I am not giving him a hard time because the color of his skin. You know, apparently, you know, the cop thought he was disrespecting him, and he was uncomplying on what the cop was saying, which, you know, the kid kind of stood his ground. There was nothing, no crimes whatsoever being, no crimes whatsoever that was happening. So they had no reason to harass him. Would it matter if a person said, hey, you know, that's the freedom of speech, you know? That's, you know, you could go to school wearing, you know, people could wear freaking, an American flag for underwear nowadays. And it's just really sad how this black kid got harassed for even a principal to request for a student to get removed from school. I'm pretty sure this kid's parents is gonna have a field day with the district. So if I was this principal, I'd watch out. It wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. This kid had every right to wear a bandana. He wasn't gangbanging. Gangbanging, like, he was wearing a blue rag, signifies that he is a Crip or something like that, you know, in that terms. But, you know, I think this guy was just looking for just to wear it for looks. That's it. I could be wrong, maybe he was gang banging, but like from what I've seen on this video, he was just wearing it just because. So if I was this kid's parents is gonna have a field day, especially with the district. So if I was his principal who transferred from Horizon or I don't know, North Canyon or something like that. She came from Scottsdale. So because their students doesn't wear bandanas. I think there's more to the story than with this. Maybe he said something to offend her. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure this principal is not going to be there for that long. You know, it's really sad too that the school year just started too, and this has to happen. Like, I kid you not, school's barely been in session, especially in Arizona, for like a week and a half. I believe it just started last week, so about a week and a half. So, and this kind of crap is already going on around high schools in Arizona for them to get harassed. just kind of sad and pathetic if you kind of think about it. And like for the law enforcement actually lying to the children saying that he broke a crime, what crime did he actually break, officer, whatever your name is? What, telling you no, you wanted him to take off an article of clothing. And you know Arizona is extremely hot for starters. So like honestly, I'll wear a bandana. I'll wear a color that doesn't signify a damn gang side. Let me rephrase that. A gang side. I would not even wear a damn. I wouldn't, because like this stupid crap like this would come to play. And just it's very sad that this kid was arrested on school premises. On school premises. So if I was this kid's parents, oh trust me, the arresting officers, there was two, but taking this too far, and it's really sad that tactic that these two officers and what the principal was trying to say. And you know what was funny about this video too? It was another thing too that kind of was funny was that like people were saying, alright, go to class, like the security guards were telling the students to go to class. And there's this one guy, his name was Cameron. This guy was, he put it on his Snapchat feed. That's how I came across the story in the first place, was that like he was actually, he was filming the whole entire thing. So for people to get in his face and touch him, I'd be like, man, don't touch me. You know, security guards at school, at high school, has no right whatsoever to touch a student. You know, I won't be disrespectful. I'm like, I am taking video for the safety of this guy who I don't know. Because with all the police brutality and that goes on throughout the United States every single day and every single week, every second, you know, it just, I don't, you know, that's what I will say to the teachers. Oh, nothing's going to happen. There's school premises. Yeah, but you guys also sugarcoat everything. Actually, you know, With that being said, there was a statement that was written by the police, not police. I never rephrase that. The principal administration. So more or less the district. And as what I just said a second ago, they sugarcoat the living hell out of that. Because, that's just, what schools do. They look over after the bosses. And, very sad that this district actually did this. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm gonna keep an eye on this. Just, you know, I won't report it, but I'll just see what's going to go on. I'm fascinated, actually. All right, next story. Something more on the entertainment side, such as like pop culture, should I say. Apparently at rallies, Donald Trump does this a lot, but this, Steven Tyler, I don't know if you guys know who Steven Tyler is. Steven Tyler is the lead singer of Aerosmith. Been around for decades. Now, I almost said millenniums, but they haven't been around for millenniums. Been around for decades, like ever a while. So, Steven Tyler demands Trump to stop playing Aerosmith songs at his rallies. Because, honestly, just because Aerosmith put in a cease and desist because not a cease and desist what was it he wrote the Trump administration to stop playing his Aerosmith songs at Donald Trump's rallies because people would get the wrong impression that Aerosmith is endorsing Donald Trump's campaign. and which, from what I've heard, Steven Tyler's not a big, huge Donald Trump fan, and they play the song. They've been playing the song for ever since the 2016 campaign. When it comes to these rallies, they've been playing "Living on the Edge," which you know, I never heard of it, but I'm pretty. It's a song that was huge in 1993. So, when that song came out, I was 6 years old. So, honestly, I don't remember that song, as you can tell. But, yeah, so that's what he just requested. They actually took it up to Steven Tyler. Actually, put it. You know, he wrote his lawyer saying, you know, for him to stop doing that because he's not endorsing the president. So, and apparently that's not the only songs that they play at these rallies. They play "Dream On," which is also by Aerosmith, and I'm pretty sure, I'm shocked Steven Tyler didn't kick it up a notch and actually try to sue the president on copyright infringement, because that's Aerosmith's song, and BMI is actually the record label that signed signed with. So I'm not sure how this is going to fall out for the president and his campaign, and yeah, because isn't someone supposed to get paid like royalties for getting played at a public venue or something like that, or getting played in public? You're supposed to have some kind of copyrights, and all those rights are reserved for BMI and Steven Tyler. So do what you gotta do, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, whatever you want to go by nowadays. Get your money, man. Next story. And getting back to something more on the disgusting side, a boy tells three men filmed themselves having sex with dogs, houses, that'd be something else, right? Horses, cows, and a goat, and that's a bestiality. Apparently, some people have a fetish for that. You know, it's kind of wrong. It's sickening, especially when if a female's involved. But apparently, three Pennsylvania men who is accused of bestiality with multiple animals facing up to 1,400 counts of relation to the crimes, as well as charges for endangering the welfare of children and corruption of minors after a search warrant was obtained this past weekend. According to the Clearfield County District's Attorney's Office, 16-year-old boy told the state police that Mark, who's 34, Matthew, who's 32, Terry Wallace, who is 41, and of Munson were having relationships with dogs, horses, and goats and cows. And the teenager who made this all possible so far was living in a makeshift farm with these men. So, and he told the authorities that the suspects were using the V-shaped V pen, which it's made to facilitate for sexual contact. That's so. Actually, this is disgusting as hell. What's going on with Pennsylvania? That's very sickening. For, you know, it's always these kind of stories that kind of like, yeah, it's disgusting. And like, honestly, like, what the hell? Why does anyone have to have sex with a goat or a sheep or a horse or a cow? I know that, like, you know, bestiality is like, extremely illegal. But, like, honestly, like, you see women all the time with a horse, you know? Like, well, you don't see it all the time. I guess then you have to look for it. So, I don't go looking for it. It's just, like, clickbait, you know, on the internet. The world, the internet is a disgusting place to be, especially if you're growing up as a child. You're, this is one of the main reasons why I don't allow my kids on the internet, because you don't know what you're clicking into. And, that's just, well, wasn't it, like, in, like, the priest that molested over 1,000 kids, that was in Pennsylvania, over 100 people overdosing, and Connecticut's, like, everything is happening in the, like, the Northeast. Like, are you guys going out of your mind, or what the hell, you know? And just, it just freaking, very sickening. And you know what the sad thing is? I think these people could get out of jail that did this crime. They could get out of jail, but, you know, their bail was set at 100,000K. You know, that's too damn much, you know. Not, honestly, that's about fair. So, but, like, where I'm getting at with that is that, like, good luck on trying to get bail, because I don't think anyone has that kind of money, especially out there. But, you know, I never face that, but in a small city like that. But this honestly, that's very sickening. And I hope justice comes to these three individuals that was doing this. This is wrong and very, like, yeah, you know, that's kind of like, that's just, I don't know, it's very disturbing and sickening. I'm gonna get off this topic right now, because I just threw up in my mouth, and I just don't, the thought of it just, it's terrifying. And like, the animals don't fuck, they don't freaking know, you know, so they have no idea what's going on. But, you know, these people who do these little disgusting bestiality stuff, they know what's going on. They laugh at it. They think it's funny. You know, just, I hope justice comes and bites them in the ass. But, until then, please, stay away from animals like that. But, yeah, just, I'm gonna keep an eye on the story, because, just knowing that a child, a 16-year-old, was exposed to it, and yeah, it was just, anything with a child in general, I'm going to try to keep tabs on, because children are supposed to be the future, and we're over here showing them things that's terrifying and disturbing and nasty and just pure out freaking gross. But, yeah. But until next time, my friends, please take care. That's what I said. I'm going to keep tabs on this. But until then, please, look out for one another. Love one another like it's your brother or your sister. I'll say your neighbor, but, you know, hell, I don't even know my neighbors. I don't even know. But until then, my friends, take care. So I'll see you later. See you tomorrow in a brand new segment of The Mikey Show. This is your host, Mikey, and adios, muchacho. This is The Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.